Chair. Mr. Chair, in our view, it is important to ensure that the framework of human control is maintained in the life cycle of weapon systems. Humans should exercise their judgment with regard to compliance with rules and principles of IHL, in particular distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, and thus take critical decisions over the use of force. Against this background, we welcome the aspects contained in paragraphs 21 and 22. We believe that, in particular, setting spatial and temporal limits that may vary according to the situation and context is a necessity for a reliable and usable system. We therefore particularly welcome the reference to possible measures to control, limit, or otherwise affect the duration, geographical scope, and scale of the operation in paragraph 21b. Thank you.